phenomenal hand clap band that I'm Jay Thurber. Put your hands together for Radio 9 every Saturday afternoon, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Story News in Washington, I'm Tony Waterman. U.S. President Donald Trump has vowed to permanently pause migration from third world countries after officials identified an Afghan national as the alleged gunman who attacked two National Guardsmen earlier this week. 20-year-old Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom has now died from her injuries, while 24-year-old Andrew Wolf is fighting for his life. The president didn't specify which countries would be included, but his administration has pointed to the 19 countries on his travel ban list, which includes Afghanistan, Venezuela, Haiti, Iran, and Somalia. Trump claims the Biden administration's vetting of these immigrants wasn't rigorous enough, and that bad actors like the alleged gunman have been allowed into the country and pose a threat to Americans. The death toll in a Hong Kong high-rise fire has risen to 128, with hundreds still unaccounted for. The blaze swiftly swept through several buildings that were under renovations. With the inferno now under control, firefighters are ramping up efforts to find survivors and figure out what caused the blaze. FSN's Laura Westbrook has more from the scene.
Attention is turned to the materials that were used in those renovations, in particular the styrofoam, which was covering some of the out windows on the outside of the building. This is highly flammable, and authorities say could be one of the reasons that contributed to this fire spreading so quickly and so intensely. One of the other things that authorities have said is that the fire alarms weren't working effectively enough in the buildings. And one resident told me that he was in the building at the time of the fire. And he didn't hear a fire alarm. Instead, someone called him and told him to get out.
Tens of millions of Americans are hitting the shops for Black Friday sales, which in many cases will extend into the weekend. Despite the rush, there are questions over how genuine some of the discounts are and whether consumers are being misled. FSN's Mitch McCann reports.
Data from the credit and budgeting company Wallet Hub found 36% of items on sale for Black Friday offer no savings when compared with how they were priced between October 27 and November 17. That suggests some retailers raise prices before Black Friday, then drop them again to create the impression of a discount. The company recommends shoppers use price tracking websites to take a closer look at items they're interested in and to consider whether those products may be cheaper during other sales, such as promotions typically held after Christmas.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
This is Jeopardy. Now entering the studio are today's contestants. First, an assistant plant engineer from Studio City, California, Janet Lattner. And a waiter from Los Angeles, California, Peter Silence. And our returning champion, a library assistant from Harbor City, California, who so far has won a total of $3,475.
Hey,
Thurber! And now entering the studio is the host of Jeopardy, Art Fleming!
Thank you, John Harlan! Thank you, my friend.
Thank you!
1, 2!
Getting started on the 1 o'clock hour here with the Rolling Stones on Radio 9, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. 1961, the sweet sounds of the Cordettes on Radio 9.
Oh, you can kiss me on a Monday. You can kiss me on a Tuesday, a Tuesday, a Tuesday. In fact, I wish you would. Or you can kiss me on a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday, and Saturday is best. But never, never on a Sunday, a Sunday, a Sunday, 'cause that's my day of rest. Most any day, you can be my guest. Any day you say, but my day of rest. Just name the day that you like the best. Only stay away on my day of rest. Oh, you can kiss me on a cool.
WRCT.
I met her in the club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said hello.
9:15, much more music time. That song reminds me that there is a drag show tonight at the McKeesport Little Theater, 1614 Corson Street, featuring Kira Darshall, who's billed as Pittsburgh's first lady of drag, along with Joey Young. That is at the McKeesport Little Theater Saturday tonight at 7:30. Tickets available at onthestage.tickets or at the door, or go to McKeesportLittleTheater.com. These are the Hollies on Radio 9 to tell you about Jennifer Eccles.
White chalk written on red brick. Our love told in a heart. It's there, drawn in the playground. Love, kiss, hate or adore. I love Jennifer Eccles. I know that she loves.
Oh,
1963, and the song is about a man who has lost his lover and goes walking through the park in the rain, hoping that people will not be able to see his tears falling because of the rain. Kyu Sakamoto is the artist, and when it was imported to the United States, we gave it the very sensitive and meaningful title of Sukiyaki. Anyways, 121, we've been talking this morning for the first time since we've been in this studio. We have a working coffee pot, and we brewed a pot of coffee. Here, I'll take a sip here. Camera two, which camera are we on? Camera two. Okay. Dolly in close so everybody can see.
Well, it's pretty. It's not Lipton's tea, Tony, but it's pretty good.
Anyways, in our 1960s vintage Westinghouse coffee pot, and it's pretty good. And then I was just realizing that Larry Berger loves this next song. I don't think this is the version of it that he plays, but maybe before we do the weather, we should play this song for Larry Berger. What do you think? Sisters from 1958 with a proper cup of coffee. On 124, Chime Time, new music from the Lagoon Zone, Drip Drip Sloppy Lagoon, coming up right after we take care of a brief message and also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. McKee Sports Festival of Trees begins on Thursday out at Renzi Park in McKee Sport. I believe hours are 12 until 8 at the main pavilion out there next to Penn State Greater Allegheny campus. So if you'd like to see one of, I think, 75 or 80 different trees, going to boogie on out there. I believe Santa Claus will be arriving on the fire truck on Thursday night at sunset. So good seats still available. Not on the fire truck. Actually, I don't think there are seats available. I think you have to walk around or ride around in a wheelchair. One or the other. But that is the McKee Sport Festival of Trees coming up Thursday. Let me look at the calendar here. Calendar still says November, but Christmas is just around the corner. Yeah, Thursday, December 4th, the Festival of Trees. McKeesport-PA.gov for more information. You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. And then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. But then, bump, 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 you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. So if you smoked, why not get scanned? Ask your doctor. Learn more at savedbythescan.org. That's savedbythescan.org. That's a message brought to you by the American Lung Association. And let's do this.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be?
this wonderful weekend with your radio.
Mostly cloudy today with a high near 38, chance of snow overnight, low 31. Rain mixed with snow on Sunday, could be windy at times with a high of 46. Monday, mostly cloudy, high 36. Tuesday, snow, high 37. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high of 36 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. We are at 34 in Washington County, 36 in Beaver County, 33 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, 33 at WRCT with new music from the Lagoons. Their new self-titled album with a tune called Caught Up With You. I'm Jay Thurber. We're at the halfway mark. We'll have more news for you at 2 o'clock. We're going to check sports and weather for you in about 20 minutes. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:30. Here's something for Eric O'Brien. Roger Whitaker on Radio 9.
Everybody talks about a new world in the morning. New world in the morning, so they say. Now I myself don't talk about a new world in the morning.
just stand and wait until the morning. Don't they know tomorrow never comes? And he would be the new tomorrow coming on. And when he smiled, his eyes would twinkle up and far. Now everybody talks about the new world in the morning. The new world in the morning takes so long. And I can feel the new tomorrow coming on. And I don't know why I have to make a song. Now everybody talks about the new world in the morning. New world in the morning takes so long. La-da-da-dee-da-da. La-da-da-dee-da-da.
That was not good. That was not the original, was it? And I hate when they do that. When they don't tell you that it's a remake or a remix, that really irritates me. It does. I think this is the original, right? With the whistling? I only like that song for the whistling.
Everybody talks about a new world in the morning. Don't talk about a new world in the morning. New world in the morning, that's today. And I can feel a new tomorrow coming on. And I don't know why I have to make a song. Everybody talks about a new world in the morning. New world in the morning. He was 20. I met that man when he was 81. He said to many folks, just stand and wait until the morning. Don't they know tomorrow never comes? And he would feel a new tomorrow coming on. And when he smiled, his eyes would twinkle up.
Roger Whitaker here on Radio 9 as I tromp all over Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy's territory. Hopefully that's not one of the songs Eric is playing this Saturday. I'm Jay Thurber, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Putting the mood in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul with the sound of Alan O'Day on Radio 9.
Crying on my pillow, lonely in my
Delano Day on Radio 9. You know, only God can make a tree, but only Jay Thurber can make mistakes here on the radio. Captain Jack from Munhall called 412-385-7450. He said, you bonehead. He said, you didn't mention the trees are continue through Monday. Yes, I'm sorry. The Festival of Trees starts on Thursday. Continues Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. There is a donation requested at the door, but in the past, if you brought a canned or non-perishable item for a local food bank, I believe admission was waived. I don't know if that's still the case or not. But anyways, Festival of Trees, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday at Renzi Park in McKeesport. Thank you to Captain Jack for reminding me of that.
Driving that train, I'm cocaine.
Just cross my mind. villain who is
the hit record. And I tell them it's you, the public, who make the hit records. But here's what I do. Now I get a little beat. And I get a little song. And I get a little group. Then the band comes along. Make a hidden record. Then I met a man with a long cigar. I said, look here, man. I want to be a star. Listen to my beat. Listen to my song. Now dig the group. Ain't that true? Man, we can't go wrong. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all I need to make a hit record. Well, he made me sign the paper for 20 years. But I didn't mind that paper, because the people cheered. A song. Yeah, now dig the groove. Man, you can't go wrong. That's all. That's all I need. Then make a hit a record.
Benton from 1962 on Radio 9. Coming up after we take care of a couple of short messages, we are going to celebrate the season. The reason for the season, the liturgical reason for the season that I know so many people will be worshiping on Monday. I am talking, of course, about antler deer season. Coming up right after this.
The Pennsylvania Veterans Foundation, dedicated to serving Pennsylvania veterans, their families, and the organizations that support them. If you're a veteran, learn how they can help you. If you want to help our veterans, learn how you can help them. Visit paveteransfoundation.org. The Pennsylvania Veterans Foundation, serving all who served.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I think, actually, now that we have Sunday hunting, I think, in Pennsylvania, I think, and please don't quote me on this, if there's any game wardens out there, I'm pretty gamey myself, but please don't, nobody quote me on this, but I think maybe rifle deer season starts tomorrow, maybe? Am I right about that? I'm not sure. Let's cogitate on that for a moment.
I always will remember, 'twas a year ago November, I went out to hunt some deer on a morning bright and clear. I went and shot the maximum the game laws would allow, 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a cow. I was in no mood to trifle, I took down my trusty rifle and went out to stalk my prey. What a haul I made that day. I tied them to my fender and I drove them home somehow. 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a cow. The law was very firm, it took away my permit, the worst punishment I ever endured. It turned out there was a reason, cows were out of season, and one of the hunters wasn't insured. People ask me how I do it,
and I say there's nothing to it. You just stand there looking cute,
and And when something moves, you shoot. And there's 10 stuffed heads in my trophy room right now. Two game wardens, seven hunters, and a purebred Guernsey cow.
The late, great Tom Lehrer on Radio 9.
This is wonderful Radio 9, where you're hearing things, where you're hearing things.
Sports and weather coming up next. Here's the sound of Beaver County, the Jaggers on Radio 9.
Hey, girl, I met you. There's someone out to get you. You'll find him anywhere. On a bus, in a bar, in a grocery store. He'll say, excuse me. Haven't I seen you somewhere before? I'm a rapper, rapper, calling the rapper.
Could you just point that in the opposite direction?
Well, you're wrong. That's why I came up to tell you you're wrong.
There's a gentleman who stopped by the studio here. Was it necessary to reload?
Sorry, just force of habit.
Who came in to tell me that actually deer season opened today in Pennsylvania, November 29th. Is that correct?
Yep, and tell him again about Sunday hunting.
Yes, and if you have a hunting license, you can now hunt on Sunday. So rifle deer season is open today. You don't have to wait until Sunday or Monday, okay?
That's better. You're not some kind of anti-gun nut, are you?
I'm a nut. I don't know about anti-gun, but I'm a regular kind of a nut.
Did you? Sorry, just went off.
All right, you just go off. There you go. Ow. Mercy, we got to put a lock on that door one of these days.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college football action at this hour, Let's take a look here in on the Pitt Panthers, who are taking on Miami. Right now, Miami leading at the half, 17-7. Miami ranked number 12 in the country. Pitt is ranked number 22. In college basketball action, the Carnegie Mellon Tartans men's team lost to Division II Walsh 98-72. The women's team defeated Carlo. And as I said in the last hour, if you're a Carlo fan, you might want to put your fingers in your ears right now. Carlo lost to Carnegie Mellon women's team 94-24. That is not a misprint. Carlo scored 5 points in the first quarter of that game. So good luck to them. They are 0-7 on the season right now. The Pitt Panthers women's team defeated Chicago State 67-53. The men's team defeated the Ohio State Buckeyes 67-66. I believe the Penguins are playing tonight. I had that up here on the screen here before. Yes, the Penguins hosting the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight at 7 o'clock at PPG Paints Arena. The Steelers hosting the Buffalo Bills at Acrisure Stadium on Sunday afternoon. The Bills have the NFL's number one ranked rushing attack led by James Cook, and the focus will be to stop Cook. Steelers will be without tackle Broderick Jones this week, but however, linebacker Alex Highsmith is back in the lineup, as is Aaron Rodgers. Coach Tomlin saying that Aaron Rodgers is fit to go after missing two games due to a broken wrist. That game at 4:25 on Sunday. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 38. Chance of snow overnight with a low of 31. A chance of rain mixed with snow on Sunday with a high of 46. Mostly cloudy Sunday night, 26. Monday, mostly cloudy, high 36. Tuesday, snow, high 37. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high of 36. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess. 34 in Washington County. It's 36 in Beaver County. 33 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 33 at WRCT, with new music from Neil Young and the Chrome Hearts.
Crime in D.C. at the White House. There's big crime in D.C.
New music from Neil Young here on Radio 9. Burt Camford going to take us to news time at 2 o'clock.